Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Shalom, Sister Arlene Underwater, y'all.
Yeah, Shalom, brother, I'm here.
Yeah, Shalom, Mark, I'm here.
Right here. All right.
Brother Drew, we had so many A pluses. I asked Sister, would she do this over? Because I know for a fact that the way you learn something, hearing it the first time, it shocks you. And then hearing it a second time, it might soak in, but reading it 50 times out of the book that we were reading it, and then you would understand it completely. Like right now, it's this. It's essential that you know this knowledge of
right.
This one word, Illuminati. What does it mean? And what country bears the sign? We don't know anything about this. We're reading out of a book. We're reading books that was brought from the east to the west. That's what esoteric study is. That's what a Yaman do. That's what we do, Brother Drew. The Yaman Yah told us to do this. That's why we was born. And so you can see, Brother Drew, that this, I'm going to summarize a little bit before Sister start. I ain't going to take that long like I did last week. But can see where this started off with five members. Five members. The Illuminati started off with five members. And we know that where you see they sign, they logo, that's the Great Seal of the United States of America, is the Great Seal of the Illuminati. They call it the Great Seal. And they also call it the Great Seal. We're going to find out why and what happened. But the key is they started out with five members, Brother Drew, that was aristocrats. Now listen to me real good. That means that they was the rich people at that time period. These businessmen got together and formed a way of how they were going to do business and called it a secret society. And now, Brother Drew, we know for a fact that these five people with their membership, they became millionaires. This is from starting off as an aristocrat. We're going in a chronological order. After they became millionaires, they became billionaires. Then we can see in history where somebody else appeared, Brother Drew, the trillionaire. And then we see in history where the trillionaire appeared, and we can see when Chelsea Clinton got on national television and she made a slipper while she was talking to one of them casters, and she said, "My dad is a zillionaire." And the man said, "Wait a minute. Never heard of a zillionaire. A trillionaire is as high as..." Oh, she says, "No, my dad is a..." Oh, and then she stopped. But now we know about the zillionaire. So we can see what five members started off as aristocrats. They became million, and look where they are today on the charts. And we got some zillionaires living in Dallas, Texas. Jerry Jones, one of them. Mark Cuban, one of them. They list them as something else, but you count up their expenses versus goddamn what they make. Those are zillionaires that you're dealing with. All major sports owners, they zillionaires as we speak. But knowing how this came into existence is some new history to us. But we're going to read what is written, what they wrote. It never irks me so bad as when you tell a nigga some information, Brother Drew. The first thing come out of his mouth, "Who wrote it? White man wrote it." You got it. You're damn right. The white man wrote it. The white man wrote it, but he wrote it by himself and got you fooled that it ain't. It's like he got you fooled about a religion. He got you fooled completely. Because once you say, "I'm an African American," that means you're a half breed. You don't know nothing about the American. You say you're African American. When you're African American, you don't know nothing about American history. You can't speak no African language. So you a half breed. That's what you are. And you don't know nothing about what you say you the half breed of. Because you can't speak no African language. You don't know no African history. You damn sure don't know American history and who the American is, but that's what you call yourself. That's the biggest damn fool that ever walked the face of the earth, Brother Drew. And you got 42 million of them, because it's 42 million African Americans. I Googled to see how many fools it was, and it said that it was a million of us that didn't call African Americans. That's supposed to be African American, but it was a million point one that didn't call themselves. Well, 42 million people on census say they African American. So you see, you got 42 million zip down fools in 2020. That's mathematically speaking, Brother Drew. We see that. And because the lack of knowledge, knowledge like this here. And they are, oh, they don't believe that. That's a theory. Damn, if this is theory, this is reality here. So I'm going to turn you over to this, to our sister that I already know. She's been reading for a long, long time. One of the best readers. See, this is what Big Mama and them used to do, Brother Drew. They used to read to me. All grandmothers back in the 50s, and they would read fall asleep when they get to read. They put you to sleep. They could just they just soothe you. And see, it's something everybody can't read. Brother Blue was the other way. Wise was the other way. It was Cohane's wise was the other way. All these people could read. These people could read, and you could understand what they were saying when you read. Well, we got one of them on today, so we're going to turn you over to the sister. And I'll stop when I feel like that we need to do, like, you know, like we did last week. So go ahead on, Sister Arlene.
All right, brother, thank you. The Illuminati, in recent years, there have been hushed whispers about the secret society called the Illuminati and their conspiracy to control the world. The Order of the Illuminati was founded May 1st in 1776 by Dr. Adam Weishaupt. Born a Yehuda, he converted to Roman Catholicism and became a professor of canon law at the University of Ingolstadt in Bavaria. He became a Jesuit priest and then formed his own secret organization. The secret order began with five members, and each had a secret name. Weishaupt was Spartacus, and his chief assistant, Herr Van Zock, took the name Cato. Weishaupt hoped to attract a German Freemason, but was unsuccessful. Finally, a few prominent citizens joined in Munich to receive the mysterious title Areopagite. Three
hold
classes.
It right there. Hold it right there. I want to say something about these code names, Spartacus, Cato. They made two moves. Then you got all your 007, Jane Bond 007. They made movies of this. They do subliminal messages to you in movies. All of us done studied esoteric knowledge. We have people.
Brother, you're fading in and out, brother.
Which is a international spy system. You'll learn later on. Okay, sister, go ahead on.
All right, three classes. In 1779, Weishaupt divided his secret organization into three classes: novice, Minerval, and illuminated Minerval. Minerva is the pagan name for the mother of the sun from the mystic hymn of Orpheus, the hymn which are the basis of the Gregorian chant. Each candidate had to swear an oath to secrecy plus unconditional obedience to Weishaupt. One feature of their society was a most unusual system of mutual espionage. Every member spied on every other member. when the novice was promoted to manorial stage, a solemn initiation ceremony was performed in a dimly lit room. The identity of other members of the society were revealed to him, up to and including the Minerva grade, but not the upper grade. By the time he reached a grade of illuminated Minerva, he relearned the ultimate aim of the order, the abolition of all government inheritance, private enterprise, patriotism, religion, the family unit, and the creation of a new world order. Fascism had much the same objective, since the leader was the father and there was no room for any other allegiance. Weishaupt wrote to his chief assistant Cato, "The most admirable thing of it all is that great Protestants and Reformed theologians who belong to our order really believe they see in it the true and genuine mind of the Christian religion. Oh, man, what can you not be brought to believe?" Weishaupt knew how to lure the unsuspecting and at one time wrote, These people swell our numbers and fill our treasury. Get busy and make these people nibble at our bait, but do not tell them our secrets. They must be made to believe that the low grade that they have reached is the highest. Weishaupt gradually infiltrated the Freemasons on July 16, 1782, at the Congress of Wilhelmstad, and allegiance between Illuminism and Freemasonry was finally sealed. On the day leading secret story societies were infiltrated, on that day the leading secret societies were infiltrated and to some degree united numbers numbering more than 3 million members. Eventually, the Bavarian government banned both the Illuminati and the Freemasonry on March the 2nd, 1785. Weishaupt was forced to leave the country. The Bavarian government heard 4 leading members of the Illuminati testify before a court of inquiry, exposing the luciferic nature of its aim. A voluminous array of documents were found in the Illuminati headquarters. The Bavarian government published them to warn other countries of Europe. The name of the document was "The Original Writings of the Order and Sect of the Illuminati." Lucifer is a Latin word based on Lucia, light, and means light bringer. The word Illuminati means holder of the light. By the time the document was published, 15 lodges of the Order of the Illuminati had been established in 13 American colonies. There was a lodge in Virginia that was identified with Thomas Jefferson. In 1797, Professor John Robinson published Proofs of a Conspiracy, in which he warned the world of the Illuminati's infiltration into the Masonic Lodge. Perhaps there is a connection between the American Revolution and the Illuminati.
Hold it right there, sister. Let's look at this for a moment. These 13 colonies, all the rich folks in these 13 colonies, the aristocrat that was men, created a lodge in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, called Lodge Number One. Is the first Lord of Scottish Rite Masons, Lodge Number One in Pennsylvania. It's a museum right now. This is where they did all their works out of that lodge. This is the 13 original, because this is these 13 colonists. This is America. Just these 13 colonists, not the territorial state, not the Republican states, not the Commonwealth states, they of America. But this here is the real America. When it breaks down, so you understand how this stuff works, because it ain't never been explained to us what America is and what they believe and stuff. You got four Commonwealth states, and you got the territorial states, and you got the Republican. But this here is America, 13 colonies. And out of this, you will see that this is where the Illuminati began. If you get deep into the history, you'll see where George Washington, the first president, he was against the Illuminati, but his Secretary of State, who was Thomas Jefferson, when he became president, you'll see where the sign of the Illuminati became that of the United States, and that's how we can be able to identify this. Go ahead on, sister.
Dr. Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati founder, adopted the familiar all-seeing eye symbol when he first set up operations in Bavaria. This symbol is found on the back of the $1 U.S. bill. The Roman numerals at the base refer to 1776, the date he founded the Illuminati. And it conveniently corresponds to the year of the U.S. Declaration of Independence. This eye symbolized a big brother and the mutual spying system of the domain. The Latin word above and below the eye on the dollar bill in translation means announcing the birth of the New World Order. The all-seeing eye is seen in the meditation room at the United Nations building in New York City. The Great Seal was designed under the authority of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, both Freemasons, and Benjamin Franklin, a member of another secret society, the Rosicrucians.
Hold it right there, sister. Let's break down these. See, we got two secret societies here, and one is greater than the other one. The number one secret society, as we speak now in modern day time, is the Rosicrucian. In ancient day time, it was the Oriental Masonic Order. But in present day time, it's the Rosicrucian. These are Zionist Jews. That's what we name them today. And Benjamin Franklin, he was a member of this secret society, along with, he also was a Scottish Rite Mason, belonged to 40 some different secret societies that they had at that time period. Then if you read in the American history, they had the anti-Mason political party at that time period. It cropped up in this time period, in this history. But I wanted you to know what the Rosicrucian was, because that's a different Masonic order that's higher than, because they come out straight out of the Kabbalah, and we'll get to that teaching later. Go ahead on now, sister.
The Great Seal. After Adam Weishaupt died, an Italian revolutionary leader became the director of the Illuminati, Giuseppe Mazzino, who held the position from 1834 to 1872. Mazzini gives the first letter to the acronym Mafia, and Mafia is Mazzini authorizes theft or arson and poisoning. This Mafia acronym developed in about 1859. The organization was previously called Camorra since the 1800s and was an Italian criminal society. This information is supplied in the 1945 Encyclopedia Americana. Shortly after Mazzini took control, an obscure intellectual joined a branch organization called the League of the Just. His name was Karl Heinrich Marx. Marx denounced the Messianic Judaism of his parents and embraced atheism, studied at the University of Bonn and Berlin, and wrote the book Das Kapital, laying the foundation of the communist movement set against private enterprise and property ownership. In 1847, Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, which was basically a rehash of the writings of Adam Weishaupt. At this time, Mazzini selected Albert Pike to head the Illuminati activity in the United States. Pikes was an admirer of the secret Hebrew cult of the Kabbalah. Mazzini, in a letter dated January 22, 1870, wrote to Pike, "We must create a super right which will remain unknown, to which we will call those masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regards to our brothers in masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Though through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown." This letter was published in the book Occult Theocracy by Lady Queensborough on page 208 and 209. Supreme councils were formed in Charleston, South Carolina, in Rome, and in Berlin, known secretly as Palladianism. It is a cult of Satan in an inner shrine of a secret ritual to surpass all other secret rituals. On July 14, 1889, Pike issued this statement to the 23rd Supreme Council of the World, to which we must say to the crowd is, we worship a God, but it is the God that one adores without superstition. To you, Sovereign Grand Inspector General, we say this, that you may repeat it to the brethren in the 32nd, the 31st, and the 30th degree. The Masonic religion should be by all of us initiates of high degree, maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai Yahshua calumniate him? Yes, Lucifer is God. General Albert Pike's 32nd degree, quoted from The Freemason, The Origin of English Freemasonry, 19th January, 1935. In 1871, Giuseppe Mazzino issued a remarkable letter in which he graphically outlined plans for three world wars. Until recently, this letter was on display in the British Museum Library in London. Pike aided in making the plans known in the U.S. It was a blueprint for three wars called the Mazzini-Pike Plan. Its ultimate goal was eventual world domination. The latter outlined three relatively simple strategies. It called for communism, fascism, and the struggle for the Middle East to foment three global wars and at least two major revolutions. World War One was to destroy the Tsarist government of Russia and replace it with militant atheism. World War Two would begin by manipulating Great Britain and Germany to achieve a global war, which was done almost single-handedly by Adolf Hitler. World War Three of the Mazzini-Pike blueprint called for the firing up of the controversy between the Israeli and the Muslim world. They hoped that the Zionists and the Muslim would destroy one another and bring the rest of the world into a final conflict. The great battle would usher in a complete social, political, and economic chaos. To fill the void created by the great battles would come a world government headed by the Illuminati. In the Illuminati doctrine, Lucifer is God and Satanism is heresy.
Oh, hold it right there, sister. Arlene. Now, what sister just read in this paragraph, brother Drew, I'm gonna be like my two grandmothers used to be on my butt in explaining what these two paragraphs, this one paragraph right here, everything that she read, you and I is looking at the last part and done looked at World War One and World War Two on the television. All our lives we done looked at what happened in World War One and World War Two. We couldn't explain it why it was happening. We know these walls was, but it just was explained. And then we see, excuse me, Israel and the Muslim world, that's going on right now. This is going on right now. So is this a coincidence? I always say one thing. If you know what book to find it in, and there's certain books out here to find it in, it'll let you know. You can read, if you can read with comprehension of what's going on right now. And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it. That's what's so killing about it, but at least you know. That's the key, is to knowing and know where you fit in. Because you fit in this system only at a certain place, and you know, you had to know how to fit in. So this is why we're going over this. But what she just read, ain't we looking at it? Ain't we looking at it? We're looking at it. Go ahead on, sister. Tell us about the great seal.
Okay, this next session is different from your book. It's End of the Internet Data. If you research a man named Ignatius de Loyola, you will find he founded the Alumbrados, which eventually became the Inquisition. I don't wish to turn this book into a critique on politics, but the world is controlled presently by High Satan, and you can see that the conflicts around the world are rooted in religious differences caused by is the buy and conquer methods and driven by greed. Here in the U.S., Norman Thomas ran for president in 1936 on the socialist ticket and stated, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program, and America will be a socialist nation without ever knowing how it happened." The word Nazi.
Hold it right there, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of us, Brother Drew, is in our 50s, 60s, and 70s. And what Sister just read, ain't we looking at this right on TV? About how what they say would take over the United States without you even knowing it. True liberalism, the Democratic Party. And it's just funny, in the last, since Bernie Sanders been running for president and he's been in the news, you hear about this. Socialism. Now, when he first started off. That was the beginning. But this trip around, they even, I saw at it on the news, Brother Drew, where down there all the college students, they took a survey believing in socialism and with Bernie Sanders. Gonna vote for him. Well, what Sister just read in a book that was published a long time ago, ain't it happening? We got to be zipped down fools to not understand what Sister just read, that it ain't going on right now, where we can see what done happened and how this. I mean, you just got to understand it. Sister reading slow enough that when you hear shit, you ought to be able to put it with right now. It's going on right now, what you reading. Go ahead on, sister, and read some more right now.
The word Nazi is short for National Socialist Party. The objective of fascism. Okay, I thought I heard you say something. The objective of fascism and National Socialism is government control of business, religion, the family, and the economy. Look up the definition of fascism and Nazi in a dictionary, and you will be amazed that they are identical to the aim of socialism we found ourselves surrounded by. Where is the Illuminati today? Let's find out. The Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations. Myron Fagan. Now then, this satanic plot was launched back in 1760 when it first came into existence under the name Illuminati. The Illuminati was organized by one Adam Weishaupt, born a Jew, who was converted to Catholicism and became a Catholic priest. And then at the behest of the then newly organized House of Rothschilds, defected and organized the Illuminati. Naturally, the Rothschilds financed that operation and every war since then, beginning with the French Revolution, and has been promoted by the Illuminati operating on various names and guises. I say on the various names and guises because after the Illuminati was exposed and became notorious, Weishaupt and his conspirators began to operate under various other names. In the United States, immediately after World War I, they set up what they call the Council on Foreign Relations, commonly referred to as CFR. And this CFR is actually the Illuminati in the United States in its hierarchy. So watch the behavior of the UN and the World Bank. Food control is one of their objectives. This is brought about by undermining foreign government using Jesuit priests under deep cover to create religious conflict. The Vietnam War was fought over religion. The president of South Vietnam, Diem, was a Catholic and was persecuting his Buddhist subjects. North Vietnam was Buddhist and sought to come to the aid of their Buddhist brothers. You'll recall headlines with images of Buddhist monks in South Vietnam burning themselves in front of their pagodas to attract the world's attention. Religious bickering is causing civil unrest in Northern Ireland, the Balkans, India, Africa, Indonesia. They plant the seed of unrest, then come in with their international peacekeepers. On the surface, appear to be the good guys, but the soldiers who work to restore the peace are what they internally call cannon fodder. All the while, they develop and test new deadlier weapons at secret facilities like Area 51 and encircle the globe with nuclear submarines. They have weapons in orbit which can target individual persons.
Hold it right there, sister. Nuclear submarine. World War III will be fought with nuclear submarines. Russia has two nuclear submarines that sonar and radar cannot detect, meaning that what Khrushchev said in 1930, that he could conquer the United States without firing a shot, well, they couldn't do it then, although they was over here. And the reason he said that, because submarines was in New York Harbor Bay, and Russian and German submarine, the United States didn't know anything about it until later on, after the war was over with. But Khrushchev said in the 30s, well, it's a reality in 2020, because you can put one of those nuclear subs on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, and they can call the president up and tell them, if you don't surrender, that they will annihilate the United States, and the United States would have to surrender without. We in that situation right now, Brother Drew, and most people ain't hip to this shit. But that's a scenario that is a damn fact. I'm a military man, and that's a fact. And you United States squabbling with Russia, squabbling with the four Muslim countries, squabbling with China, squabbling with Korea, and all of the people I just named that he's squabbling with, they're America's enemies, and those people are allies to each other. Now, I want to lay something on you, because they just told you, sister, just about the nuclear sub that we don't know anything about. See, that's that base I was stationed at Little Creek, Virginia for 3 years. That's a sub base on the East Coast. Then I went from there to Oceana, Virginia, and was stayed there, Brother Drew. That ain't 5 miles from the sub base. And see, nobody knows. We're not hip to this. What's the most deadliest thing in warfare is a submarine. But that's how World War is going to be fought. I just want to interject that and hip you to some knowledge that I know. That's what we're doing. We're sharing knowledge. Go ahead on, sister.
They have weapons in orbit which can target individual persons or shoot down planes which carry the people they wish to eliminate. Mysterious crashes for unexplained reasons occur all the time. But if you check the records of those who were on board the planes, you will find people of prominent influence every time. Planes would suddenly explode for no reason or crash into the sea like John F. Kennedy Jr.'s did. Might not be accidents. They appear to be. I became aware of this possibility several years ago when I heard about a plane going down that had the U.S. Air Force procurement officer on board. The Illuminati controls political leaders with money and sex. As you see, these two issues swarm around them constantly. But we must live in peace and trust that all these wars, conspiracies, storms, earthquakes, firestorms, and other record-breaking natural disasters are signs that the end is near for Shaitan. Wherever you see eagles or obelisks, Shaitan cannot be far away.
Hold it right there, sister. Excuse me. Now, when you see, it says here, record-breaking weather, national disasters, firestorms, earthquakes. Now, ain't we seeing that right now, Brother Drew? 120,000 times the record broke a record in 2019. It broke its own record. They've been keeping record, weather records for 140 years. And 120 times, they had never seen that before. So, did you know that, Brother Drew? Sister Arlene, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened on the news last week about this, about the weather. Now, let's go back to 1938 when they started modifying the weather. And they got weather modification, had to sign a peace treaty with Russia, the United States, and China, not to use weather modification as warfare.
Mm-hmm.
But we know for a fact that they have used weather modification as warfare, and we know for a fact that we're looking at what you just read. In a book. We're looking at this. And where you see the eagle with a great seal of the logo of all the Germanic races of people is an eagle. Their colors red, white, and blue. It says Shaitan. That means a satanic way of thinking and belief and school of thoughts can't be far away from this, because we can trace the history of it through seven empires, starting with Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America, up under the same system of this eye in the pyramid that it rolled into as we speak right now. So this is what we have to understand, that when you read this, if you sit down and think about it, we can see something. And that's what we do. We know about Kennedy. We also know about this boy Brown, this ambassador that plane just busted in. We just heard on the news this week, Brother Drew. And that whole family, Brother Drew, I wouldn't be surprised that his daughter's in the hospital now. That whole family will wind up vanishing. I don't think they're going to survive after COVID's death. I just don't. I'm looking at his daughter now. Asthma. I know what asthma do for you. I was born with it, but I'm watching. I'm gonna be a watchman on this. Go ahead on, sister.
The seal of masonry. The fraternal club of masonry is for men only, but they started a woman's chapter for the wives called the Eastern Stars. Masonry is a very old craft, really. It didn't invoke all the convoluted secrets it has today, but only had one objective, building. Yes, the men who designed and built all the ancient and modern temples and government buildings were stonemasons. They took on apprentices or students who eventually became journeymen and finally master craftsmen. They had to learn how to lay foundations, measure, and cut stone. The graduates of schools wear a flat square topped hat, which is really a mortarboard attached to the round hat of Hermes, an idol of the Greeks, which scholars wore as a badge of learning. This beanie hat was imposed on the Hellenized Yehudans, and now Jews wear them when they attend synagogues. The seal of the modern masonry has a compass open above a square, which are two tools used in the geometry of their craft with a capital letter G in the center. The letter is interpreted to stand for God, and Christians who join see it this way. Some see it as standing for great architect. It really stands for the Greek word Gnostics, which means knowledge, the knowledge of the craft, but it also stands for guild. During the Middle Ages, stone masonry formed into organized groups of men called guilds, which were precursors of unions. The building trades were monopolized by the guilds. The most cherished item was their apron, which they wore when laying stones. Without this apron, they could not work, and it became their badge of approval or righteousness. The emblem of each guild was displayed on the emblem, on the apron, sorry. Okay, you want me to move forward to the great architect? Do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead on.
Okay,
yes,
the great architect. Originally, masonry was a trade, but after Adam Weishaupt, people with no building skills were accepted into the organization and advanced into grade as they acquired knowledge carefully fed to them over time. Hideous blood oaths, some involved in murder, are sworn to maintain control and secrecy. In the original guild, mathematical formulas were held as secret, but masonry today doesn't involve architecture anymore. To be a mason, a man has to believe in a deity who is referred to as the great architect, who they must invoke for blessings and protection. Salvation is taught by masonry to have many roads, and all religions are believed to lead to the great architect. They meet in what are called Masonic temples and call their leader worshipful master. Knowledge is power, and the skills of a master stonemason enable him to rise above a common person. He knew the formulas and ratios necessary to construct great buildings. Naturally, you wouldn't want everyone to control such secret information if your trade could be more secure about withholding it. Today, with engineering schools teaching the details, formulas for architecture, chemistry, and electronics, the old guilds have no secrets anymore. But the gullible members of today's masonry are led to believe they will achieve some secret knowledge if they remain members. The pentagram. Masonry uses the five-pointed star as one of its secret symbols, and it is used by the women's organization, which is called the Eastern Stars. Christians see it as an evil sign, especially when it is displayed point down, because they understand Satanists used it to worship Baal. It is said to outline the features of a goat's head, which represent the pagan deity called Baphomet. Many of these ancient names are two or three deity names joined together. Masons called on Jabulon, which is supposed to represent Jehovah, Baal, and On. The On part is an Egyptian deity. In reality, the pentagram is an ancient building tool, a geometric figure which contains what is called the golden section or golden means. There is a repeating mean ratio. It was used like a ruler in the ancient world in building designs. It is 61.25% of any given length. It is the division of a length such that the smaller part is to the greater part as the greater is to the whole. Pentagram lines. Mm-hmm.
Hold it right there, sister. I wanted everybody to get a good understanding on masonry, because some of us don't know. In the Masonic order, the degree called three ruffians. That's what we've been put up under. If you can Google this stuff now and find out what it is. And it's very important that you understand what Sister just read. We are looking at it as we speak. And next week, Brother Drew, Brother Mosley will be on. He said he got something to talk about. He's going to text me what it is, the name he wants to come on. So, and I want to thank you, Sister Arlene,
You're welcome.
For reading for us. And I got some more stuff I'll let you read, and then you can go whenever you feel like you want to tell us something on what you want to talk about. You are perfectly welcome.
Thank you, brother.
Shema Yahweh, Yah, Adam Yah, Kamari Yah. Until next week.